Chapter 1. My life was perfect, and I thought that would never change. Until the day everything did. I stood at the edge of a cliff, hundreds of feet above the raging ocean on the edge of the California coastline. The wind swept my hair back, and I could hear the harsh crashing of the waves on the rocky shore below. The ocean smelled amazing from up here, salty and pure. It was a hot, sunny day, not a cloud in the sky, perfect for the first day of summer. I could hear the rustling of the leaves as the breeze from the sea whispered through the forest. A large castle made of white stone towered behind me, far above the woodland, stark against the towering mountains in the distance. Despite it being a mile off, it still looked huge and welcoming. It was home. A black wolf stood at my side, a thin scar across one of his amber eyes, a hardened expression on his face. His coat was the color of dark coal, and he was so tall his shoulder came up to my hip. His ears were perked forward, watching the water as if it were something for him to hunt. "Ready for this, brother?" I asked, taking on a slightly cocky tone as I nudged my wolf. He huffed. Shoma was always so serious. I laughed and rubbed my hand over his head, scratching his ears. "You know, it's my birthday. You could lighten up a little." My touch caused his exterior to melt down. Neshoma barked, letting his tongue loll out of his mouth. His amber eyes glittered, and I grinned. "Come on, then." I backed away from the cliff, and Neshoma followed. We walked until we were a good 20 feet from the cliff's edge, then stopped. My heartbeat picked up in deadly anticipation. "No time like the present," I said, and I bolted before he could answer. I ran at full speed toward the drop-off, and Neshoma sprinted with me, side by side. Neither of us hesitated as we took a running start at the cliff and jumped. My stomach bottomed out and became hollow as the feeling of weightlessness came upon me, and we started plummeting toward the ocean. I let out a whoop the minute my feet left solid ground, then started holding my breath. This was the biggest fall we'd ever taken. We were at least 300 feet up. There was a risk we wouldn't make it. But I liked pushing things to the limit. There was something incredibly thrilling about always being on the edge of death. I loved it. I glanced over. Neshoma was falling gracefully through the air, his legs held in an elegant pose. His face remained unfazed as we fell at high speed, as if staring into the face of death just made him stare coolly back. The ocean was approaching faster and faster. At this speed, we'd be smashed against the water if this didn't work. A thrill of exhilaration went through me as we sped downward, and soon the surface drew too close. But before I hit the water, I clenched my palms, and I felt a well of magic rise up within me. Instead of us smacking against the waves, the water rose up to meet us, soft tendrils spiraling out of the water, and they caught Neshoma and me, cradling us in their grasp before swinging backward and launching us even farther out to sea. We flew through the air again, this time at a lower height, and landed upon the water as it became a disc to catch our fall. But we didn't sink. The water pushed us back to a vertical position, and it caught our feet, bubbling around us so that we were standing upon the water. Before we could even gather our bearings, I opened my hands again and curled my fingers. The water beneath us became a funnel, swirling around Neshoma and me and sending us rocketing upward. When we reached the height I wanted, I forced the water to become a springboard for both of us, and it used pressure to launch us skyward. I could hear the water as it crashed back down to the surface below, and Neshoma and I went flying through the skies once more. It was like time had ceased to exist, and everything was in slow time. Neshoma was sailing over me, body poised like he was flying while I performed a backflip. I closed my eyes and extended my arms wide like I could fly too as we spun downward. A jolt of adrenaline shot through my body as I commanded the water to obey my every command and whim. Like I said, I lived a perfect